What do you do with the Penguins? How do you view this team as someone who's won multiple Stanley Cups? Where do they go?
Well, first they got to change their coach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that was a given last year. I think all of us in the media might have been taken aback with, or maybe not surprised with the fact that Ray Shiro gave Bylsma a 2-year deal.
Right.
That to me, and hiring Jacques Martin spelled, you know, disaster for Bylsma, not for anything that was going to go wrong during the season. If anything did, Jacques Martin was ready to step in and finish the year. Obviously nothing did. You know, they've had a tough time with injuries. Bylsma kept his job. Team looked great all through the season in spite of all the injuries. Then you get in the playoffs, and this is where Bylsma had to prove himself, and that didn't happen. So I think that's the first step. The other one is to try and understand what happened to Sidney Crosby and Jordan Malkin. And, you know, the defense is a defense that has been used for decades in the NHL. You create the wall around, you know, the Gretzky of the day, try and force the pressure onto, you know, pass receivers and let them go to the net. It wasn't happening for Pittsburgh. Even Kunitz wasn't driving the net. So, you know, so Crosby, I make the comparison because Crosby was trying to get pucks through and trying to get to other guys while he was being, you know, attacked by 2 and 3 men at times in the offensive zone. That wasn't happening. So that's a strategy on the ice that certainly needed more help from the grit players, didn't get it. But I think front office is going to have a big change, first of all.
You know, Denny, I look at Sidney Crosby. All I remember hearing around the Olympics is, well, we've got to take Chris Kunitz because Chris Kunitz knows how to play with him. It's important that you know how to play with a guy as good as Sidney Crosby. Okay, I'll buy that. That's fine. Now we get to the playoffs, and Dan Bylsma, to shake things up, tries to put Crosby and Malkin together. That doesn't work, or he's not happy with it, so he goes back to having them in separate lines, creating more of a matchup issue for the Rangers. But this whole idea, you know, Jonathan Toews plays with a bunch of wingers and stuff sort of seems to work out. Other forwards play with a bunch of wingers. And I mean, look at Montreal moves their lines around all the time. Stuff works out. Boston can move their lines around. Is that becoming a bit of an issue that you've almost got to structure everything around Sidney? Or is that just maybe, is that being overblown?
No, I think the focus is misdirected. It's like I said, you can, you know, there's, I mean, when we, you know, when great teams play good teams, you know, you try and you do a pretty good job at neutralizing the top 4 or 5 guys. The guys that beat you are usually the 3rd and 4th line.
Mm.
And we've seen that with Boston over and over again. I pointed that out last night. I put up the names of guys like, you know, Matt Cook and Billy Guerin, you know, guys that were there in 2009 when they won the Cup. Those were the grit guys. Those were the level guys that just, you know, really made things happen in the offensive zone and opened up some space for the top guys. You know, you've got guys now like Bo Bennett, for instance, Brian Gibbons, guys that, you know, Marcel Gott and Joe Vitale. I mean, come on, that is not the kind of depth that you're seeing in Boston and Montreal that is paying off. So that's what I think, there's a big overhaul that needs to be done. You've got to identify guys that can play 3rd and 4th line and can play that kind of hockey in the playoffs. I mean, who contributed last night for the Rangers? Their 4th line.
Right.
So I think that is the focus of Pittsburgh. Without thinking of blowing everything up, I think you've got to take a look at your depth and that's a Ray Shiro kind of deal.
Denny, when did you know the gig was up with the Islanders? Like when, not just that, but when did you look around and go, okay, this, you know, this, boy, this has been a great run, but starting to get a little threadbare here?
Well, probably when they didn't hire Brian Kilray.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? 1986. I mean, come on. I mean, this is a guy that had been groomed by Al Arbor, had a great record in junior hockey, really had a good rapport with the players, and, you know, having been there as a player himself, knew that you have to draw the line. I mean, you can like your coach, but it doesn't mean that he has to be soft on you.
Mm.
We all thought that was a transition, but there were movement in the upper echelons of the Islanders situation at that time that brought in a guy named Terry Simpson from out west.
Right.
And that didn't fit at all. As a matter of fact, it went so bad that Bill Torrey had to go back and get Al Arbor out of retirement to try and level that thing. And it's Al Arbor who brought, you know, whatever draft picks were there at the time into a position where they won a couple of, you know, impressive series, I think in 92 and 93. But it really happened to me in 86. I think that had they brought in Brian Kilray, I think that would have made a big difference, because they wouldn't have let go of so many of the veterans. When they brought in Terry Simpson, I think the move was, let's clean house. And guys like Clark Gillies went to Buffalo on waivers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, please. I don't know. Things went wrong there, and I don't quite understand all of it, but you asked.
Yeah, and you, and it's like anything else. Well, you know, look, the difference, I guess, is Pittsburgh has won Stanley Cup. You guys won multiple Stanley Cups. But I don't like this idea, and I'd be a little concerned that someone's going to go in and just blow the Penguins up, because I don't think you do that. I think you're right. You know, when this team won the Stanley Cup, they added guys. I think they had guys like Bill Guerin, and that's what you need. Add some grit players. Add some grit players.
Yeah, you know that's what Detroit did for so long.
Yes.
And then, listen, I mean, you know, Lidstrom retires. I think everybody knew there was going to be a change. I think Joe Sakic and Forsberg retire. You knew there was going to be a change, you know, and you almost have to start all over again, which I think Detroit is going to be in that realm for the next couple of years. And we're already seeing the changeover and things starting to happen with Colorado. I think, you know, if you can get a 12 to 15 year run from your organization, I think you've done a great job. The tough part is when you lose that Lindstrom or Sakic or Forsberg, and then, you know, the search is on to try and find somebody else. And then once you get that guy, it takes him a while. I mean, Lindstrom didn't win a Norris till he was 30 years old.
Mm.
So, you know, it takes time. So if you happen to have a real good run like Pittsburgh has had, you know, you got to start looking at, I can't say rebuilding, but you got to move in another direction. And, you know, that is a big question mark. So that's why people are talking about, you know, can you trade Crosby? Can you trade Malkin? I don't know if I'd do that, but there is somewhat of an overhaul that has to be done, and I think it's to the third, fourth lines.
Game 7 tonight, Boston and Montreal. Who you got?
Well, I tell you, it is the toughest thing in the world. All I can tell you is that the home team wins about 6 out of 10 times, and the team that scores first in these Game 7s wins about 7 out of 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
So everything indicates that Boston will squeeze it out. So there's your answer.
Well, you know, and you made a point earlier. You were talking about the importance of third lines. I think one of the stories in this series has been the play of that third line in Montreal, Eller, Bork, and Gianta. I mean, they've kind of done to the Bruins what the Bruins have done to other teams. You know, now we'll throw three lines at you. We're not just a two-line team.
Well, that's exactly what's happened. And I think, you know, Bergevin going out, and he already had Mullen, who's played some games, but going out and getting Weiss and, you know, getting Murray, I mean, you know, they've given him some pretty good hockey in that role, you know, of depth. And I think that those changes have helped Montreal stay in the game with Boston and not be intimidated.